Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Rick Sotobier, co-author of Dating Backward, a practical guide to dating and finding your soulmate. So welcome, Rick. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Stacey. It's great to be with you.
Now, the first question that I have, of course, is what do you mean by dating backward?
Well, dating backward, Stacey, is a common sense approach to increase your probability of success in the dating world. Today is filled with ways and means of meeting people around the world that were not available just 25 years ago. There are not many limitations, and yet surprisingly enough, many singles complain of feeling isolated or lonely or disappointed. And all you have to do is go and look at any event or any venue, and you can see people with their heads buried in their phone and computer screens talking to others, but there's no human interaction. In Dating Backward, we take you back to the very basics of dating. First, what type of relationship are you looking for? Are you looking for something casual? Are you looking for something permanent or something in between? Then second, we help you develop your must-have list. And this is a list of non-negotiable characteristics that you want in your next relationship. Then what are your deal breakers? These are the characteristics that will prevent you from dating or entering into a relationship with someone. These are the basics. That's dating backward.
Okay, now you mentioned a must-have list.
Yes.
So now if you are coming back into the dating scene after a while, maybe you are widowed or divorced, or maybe you haven't been married or in many relationships at all, but you're getting a little bit older. I mean, Do you think that the must-have list could be a little flexible? Do you think sometimes people don't necessarily find, or they, you know, judge people before they get to really know them because they have this set of standards and expectations that maybe if they were a little bit more flexible on, they might find that they don't need to must have those things?
Well, that's a great question, Stacey. And from experience, I found that if you develop a must-have list, it will keep you focused on the things that you absolutely want in your next relationship. If you become flexible, what happens is you end up settling for less than extraordinary. And while, yes, it is more difficult to find an extraordinary relationship when you're fairly rigid or fairly strict with your list, I found that invariably, people that have followed their must-have list have found much better relationships.
So you're counting on the relationship that even though it might take a little bit longer, it might be a little bit harder to find, is going to be of a better quality of a relationship.
Absolutely. And anytime you start foregoing or becoming flexible, again, you start settling for less than extraordinary. And the idea that we're trying to promote is that we're trying to help you find your extraordinary relationship.
Okay, so if people are looking for this extraordinary relationship, why are there so many failed relationships all the time? Because they didn't find it.
Well, Stacey, failed relationships stem primarily from poor communication. When excellent communication is lacking, ineffective, or poor, the result can be hurt, loneliness, and feelings of isolation. And it's important to be able to talk to your mate in a safe environment. And that means being able to share your thoughts and feelings and without fear of retribution or judgment or humiliation. When we have great connections intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, these are key components to enhancing personal communication, and they're the four cornerstones of a relationship. Without one or more of these connections, communication can start to break down. And communication is not just about talking. It's about listening. When you're listening to someone, you should be focusing on what the speaker is saying and not what you're going to say next.
And where do you begin, maybe, when your relationship has failed and you're single again? Where do you begin to look for that extraordinary relationship?
Great question. The first thing you have to do is give yourself time to heal from the emotional distress of ending a relationship. Now, typically breakups are usually a little easier than a divorce, and a divorce is usually a little easier than being widowed. Now, this is a general rule and does not apply equally to each situation. We all deal with stress and emotions differently, but we need to give ourselves time to heal. And the key is to not rush into a new relationship. Next, if you have children, discuss the potential of you dating with them when the time is right. Have an age-appropriate conversation with them, and don't force them to agree that it's time for you to start dating. Then next, when you feel that you're ready to start dating casually. Don't make commitments too quickly or only to realize a short time later that you really aren't ready for a long-term relationship yet. And then again, if you have your must-have and deal-breakers list written out like we talked a little bit ago, that helps you stay focused on what you want in your next relationship.
And, Rick, last question, because I know that people are really interested in this, because many people are in relationships right now, and it's kind of okay, but they know it's not their soulmate. Where does someone find or look for a soulmate?
Well, that's a great question, Stacy. And when you're looking for your soulmate, we consider that actually marketing 101. And you have to put yourself in a position to meet your potential suitors. And it could be making opportunities to meet people at church, the grocery store, online dating sites, social organizations, singles groups that focus on a particular hobby or activity, referrals from friends or family, and any number of other places. If you're going to join a club or an organization, join it because you have an interest in that club, not because you're out looking for a mate. That becomes very awkward in the club. Join to make new connections and meet people. And through connections, they can introduce you to other people that can introduce you to other people that can introduce you to other people. And that's when you open yourself up to the possibilities of finding your soulmate or your extraordinary relationship. It's a matter of connecting and networking with people. You need to take a proactive role. You can't find your soulmate by sitting home on the couch and waiting for him to knock at the door or her to knock at the door, unless you expect it to be the UPS man or the cable guy. So,
right. Well, in that case, you'd be putting yourself in a situation by buying lots of stuff, right?
That's right.
You have to increase your chances, Rick. You got to get the UPS guy at your door at all times.
That's
so
right.
Wonderful. All right, Rick. Well, we're running out of time, but I would like to remind our listeners that you can learn more about Rick Sotobier, also his co-author, Penny Dunning, at their website, which is loveforalifetime.com. And we'll spell that. It's L-U-V, the number 4, alifetime.com. And their book, Dating Backward, can be found on amazon.com as well, available as an ebook for Kindle, and can also be special ordered from any bookstore. So thank you, Rick, for joining us today.
Thank you, Stacy. It's been a pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of bloggers and podcasters. So please visit jenningswire.com and discover the blogger just right for you. Till next time.